The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to the crowds, "Everything that the Father gives me will come to me, and I will not reject anyone who comes to me, because I came down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of the one who sent me. And this is the will of the one who sent me, that I should not lose anything of what he gave me, that I should raise it on the last day. For this is the will of my Father, that everyone who sees the Son and believes in him may have eternal life, and I shall raise him on the last day." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Good morning, everyone. Yesterday was a celebration of all the saints in heaven, and today we commemorate or remember all the souls of the faithful departed. Yesterday, again, was a day of celebration. Today is a day of prayer and even a day of penance. Though we don't often hear of it, the church still teaches about purgatory. It's still a thing that is in our theology. It's still something we believe in. This is the place that souls go in preparation for heaven, a place where the soul is purified fully. To enter into eternal life, Holy Mother Church has always taught that our soul must be purified of all sin, and only then can it enter into its final reward. Let's be clear, though, this waiting room of heaven is not some lesser hell, but is a place of preparation and purification. A place that souls go to completely wipe away all stain of sin. What's more is that the souls who are in purgatory can't pray themselves out of purgatory. That's our job, to pray for them, to get them out of purgatory. What's kind of cool is developing this quasi-relationship with the souls in purgatory, because we don't know who's there. We have no clue. But we still have the ability to pray for them. And what's more is they have the ability to pray for us because they're part of the church. We're part of the church. All of us have this ability to pray for each other. But for whatever reason, I don't know, theologically, you'll have to ask an actual theologian, they can't pray themselves out. So we pray for them. We make sacrifices for them. We do penance for them. What's cool is that when this relationship develops, all of the souls in purgatory are praying for us too. And what's even cooler is that once they get into heaven, now we have powerful intercessors on our side constantly praying for us. But we have to pray for them, first and foremost. That's our job. And so today is a reminder to pray for them. In fact, this entire Mass is all set up to be prayed for them, so that hopefully even a little bit of their experience, their suffering is lessened, and they can see God sooner rather than later. So today, my brothers and sisters, it's important that we pray for these souls in purgatory, that we pray that they will quickly finish their time there and see God face to face and enter into their final reward. So I want to leave you with a quote from St. John Paul II. He says, "We feel bound by charity to offer those brothers and sisters who have experienced the fragility proper to human existence the help of our vigilant prayer. May whatever residue of human weakness still remaining in them to delay their happy encounter with God be definitively wiped out."